This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is time to go outdoors. We've done it for years with Steve Kearney and the website, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Ice fishing front and center. Steve, number one, how was your week? The good, the bad? Hopefully a lot of good.
Good, bad, and the ugly, right? yeah. Good afternoon, Steve. Yeah, it was a good week. Boy, we made some good ice this week. It was about 10 inches out there in the North Country. I'm still walking out. I'm still a little bit leery about taking a machine out right now, but walking out has, you know, been working very well. The panfish bite is awesome right now. Everything's pretty shallow. Walleyes, crappies, bluegills under 14 feet, which is typical. And I've been switching to plastics a lot. I'm not using any live bait, just using small plastics and, you know, just working them. It's been pretty good. I was pretty impressed this week. And, you know, the weather kind of moderated, which really helped. You know, it was so cold there for a while, and we got into the 20s and 30s, and that really kind of kick-started things a little bit. So right now it looks good. And I see Monday, Tuesday, there's a little bit of a hiccup coming in, which might affect things. But for the most part, a lot of people out today, a lot of four-wheelers and snowmobiles running around, and a lot of people ice fishing. This is probably the first official weekend of everybody getting out, you know, safely. So, you know, we're blessed with really good ice, very solid, no snow cover at all. It's really weird. It's super clear. But, you know, so far, so good.
Yeah, and Steve, we don't really see any major snow events between now and next weekend. We know that could change, but with each passing day and each passing week, that just means the ice is getting better. And then if we do get the big snow event, hey, we're in good shape for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, you know, right now it's shaping up to be the best probably in the last 5 years. I mean, if we can get another week of cold, then, you know, big wheelhouses can get out there, people will start driving. But right now it looks good. There's no hiccups at all. A lot of the ice is just super clear, no heaves, no cracks almost everywhere I've been. So it's starting out to be really a good season. And, you know, another week, I think it's really going to make a big difference. And like you say, not a lot of snow, which is good. It's holding off. Having a little bit of trouble finding good green weeds right now, which can be a real key at this time of the year. But my best success has really been really fast break lines close to shore that really drop fast. And, you know, fish like that because they have a place to exit if they have to, you know, a fast retreat. And, you know, they really like those fast breaks. And a lot of these fish are right on the edges of those breaks. But early morning has been really good, 7 to 9, 9:30, and then it's basically over till about 4, 4:30. And then you get about an hour and a half walleye bite, crappie bite. So like it usually is, Steve, it's, you know, early morning, you know, late afternoon, evening. But the problem, it kind of conflicts with my bow hunting. I'm still trying to get that second deer. I'm so frustrated.
Yeah, well, there's always this week. I would assume you're going to try and do both.
Actually, on Tuesday, Steve, I had a buck come by on the blind side of my ground blind and stuck his head right in front of my window.
Oh,
and I couldn't do anything because he was too close. He was probably, 7 yards from me, and I couldn't draw my bow, but it was really kind of a cool encounter. And, you know, that's the problem with ground blind. Sometimes, you know, these deer can be too close and you can't do anything. So that was pretty exciting. But, we, you know, we have a couple more weeks left. This is the last weekend of the muzzleloader season. That ends tomorrow. And then we archers, we have about 2 weeks, and then it's pretty much over.
Yeah, and you still have pheasants. Any plans to chase some pheasants?
Actually, Steve, I am focused on getting this deer in the last 2 weeks. I'm on a mission, and
okay.
I'm frustrated, but I'm on a mission. So I want to get that done first, and then there'll be some time. I think the pheasant season goes to like January 2nd, so there's still some time.
All right, Steve, hopefully you have good news to share next Saturday on the program. Have a great week.
I'm going to sure try, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. He's been joining us on the weekends for years. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow. Rob Dreisline from the Outdoor News. He's in between 5 and 6. He has great guests, a lot of great info. Rob from the Outdoor News, Sunday is between 5 and 6 here on News Talk. A3OWCCO coming up next, Kevin Lynch. We talk Timberwolves. They beat the Lakers. The Timberwolves starting to round into form as we head for the holidays. Kevin's thoughts here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.